What's up, y'all? It's the Hurricane Back. Horns in Sandy, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Got my co-pilot here. What's good, co-pilot?
What up?
Who are you, co-pilot?
This is Nell. What up? It's DJK.
Yeah.
This is off of the topic.
Okay.
But before we get into the topic, so I can say my off-topic thing now. I've been thinking about the transformation that I had to go through for names. Because I feel like if you still have the same name you started with, why?
What do you mean?
DJ names. Like, I had to go through so much before I was just like, DJK.
I rock with Hurricane.
And that's what I stuck with.
I rock with Hurricane.
But let's get into that topic. What is our topic?
We are talking about elementary and middle school stories. Wow. Do you have any off the top of your head, or you want me to go first?
You can go first. I feel like mine's would be off the top of my head, but yours is already there.
So, fun fact about me is that I think I started figuring out that, well, I didn't start figuring out that I liked women when I was in elementary school, but I was showing the signs. And it's really funny to look back at the way I acted in elementary school and be like, now you know diggy dang
now
well.
Y'all all gonna say y'all didn't know?
Y'all all go, mm-hmm. All right, so I've tried, okay. So there is this girl in my class named Savannah. She really liked SpongeBob for some reason.
SpongeBob goated.
Yeah, but she liked SpongeBob in the way that most white people, white girls like Stitch.
Oh.
Liked SpongeBob.
Like, almost concerningly liked
SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. Had a SpongeBob hoodie that was, like, all yellow. Had SpongeBob's face in the middle and, like, the pores all around. Like SpongeBob. But that's all it was about. So she was, like, real tomboy-esque. And in my head, I was like, I really want to be her friend. Looking back, you know Diggy dang well.
I like this loophole you figured out.
I have this story. So one time, I was just trying to be with / near Savannah on all types of levels. So I remember one day, we were talking, all the girly girls talk about like getting their nails painted. And I was like, I don't really like getting my nails painted. And Savannah was like, I have on clear nail polish right now. And my little lion butt was almost, oh, me too. Yeah, me too. It's just clear nail polish. Yeah, clear nail polish.
People couldn't see clear nail polish.
But so that's just one story about Savannah. But I want to talk about I'm not going to call it my first case of compet, because if you're saying first, it's kindergarten. My second case of compet, and I'm saying real names, because what are the chances? First of all, I went to elementary school in Texas. If you've sourced me into finding my Indiana podcast, it's okay that you're hearing your own name right now. But anyways, this kid named Tobey. I was the only black kid in this school. Well, in my grade. But I don't remember seeing any other black kids in the school. Yeah. So, mind you, I was like, holding out. I was like, I don't really like anyone. You know? A lot of the time, I just hung out with the Hispanic kids, because I'd be danged if you thought I was going to hang with white people. So they kind of adopted me. But one year, my third grade, Tobey came along, little African-American boy. And he came in, and I was like, oh, he's one of us.
He's one of us.
I guess I like him. I now like Tobey, right? So I go through pretty much the whole grade. Tobey was like a kid from Arizona, and he was like, I'm moving back to Arizona after third grade. I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, it's like the last week of school. We just finished the STAR, which is like Texas I-STEP. Just finished the STAR. We're like sitting down on the board, and I go to Tobey, and I'm like, I like you. And he's like, well, I don't like you. Mind you, I have like fought for him, because at one point there's this girl named Jessica, and Jessica liked Tobey. And I was really that upset about it, because in my head, it just didn't make sense that you would just try to take the only black guy at the school. Like, there's, you got this entire dating pool. Like, it wasn't like I was like, you can't like him, I like him. I was just like, that math doesn't math.
Why? My dating pool is one person.
You have the whole school. But anyways, he rejected me. When I tell y'all, I did not care. Like, literally, I was just chilling. And at one point, I was just, like, sitting underneath the desk because, yeah, I didn't care like that. But I was like, ooh, I don't want someone to talk to me right now because I don't know if they said something.
So I don't know if they know I just got rejected.
So I'm chilling underneath the table, and my teacher, Mr. Harrow, who I'm going to have a story about later, he's like, you good? And I'm like, yeah. And he went, what's going on? I went, Tove doesn't like me. And he went, you like Tove? And I went,
It depends on
I liked him a little bit. And he was like, oh, you'll be all right. There's more people in the world. And I was like, true. And you know, I've never cared so little about anything in my whole life. And I look back at that story and I'm like, no, why in my little head was I like, yeah, that's how stories go. Mm-hmm. I liked him and he said no. And I was just like, eh.
I think my first, I went to a charter school from second grade to eighth grade. It's a K through eight, but I went from second to eighth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, the dating pool, not that big.
Right.
Because the same people who were in your class last year are going to be back.
Right.
So I was like, eh. So we had, there was a couple instances, second grade, and I was more like the tomboy friend. Like, I'd just be playing basketball and stuff, da da da.
Right.
So I'd be like, well, that's why I can't get a boyfriend, because they all see me as one of the boys. Duh. And so I had that mentality up until, like, I want to say, like, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, the dating pool is just so small, you know? Like, I've been knowing these people since I was in second grade. That's why I can't get a boyfriend. And then my eighth grade year, I had this really tight-knit. Oh, I'm still friends with most of them. But I had this really tight-knit friend group. So uh-huh. It was like some eighth grader, seventh grader, sixth grader, because we were all together. No, I did not date a sixth grader. I like to preface that there.
Okay.
In case that was like a thought. But no, so I started talking to one of my friends. Her name's Bobby. That's what we all called her.
Right.
But we're talking. And I was on this like, oh my gosh, what's going on? How do I feel this way? So this whole story was my eighth grade year, and it was so funny because this is how it happened. So I was talking. One of my friends was like, hey, I think I like you. I was like, I think I like you too. But then she kept playing with my emotions. So like, I'm too young for this. And I was like, you know how I really like Bobby? I like you. And this is how this whole interaction went down. I think it was on like a Friday. I asked her on a Friday. I didn't get an answer until Monday.
Nah, bro.
And it wasn't like a, we don't talk outside of school. So I just keep having to be like, so, what's your answer?
Did Bobby know like your mom at all?
Yeah, well Bobby just be like, I just need time to think. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. So what about now? You done thinking? So it lasted like the weekend, came back Monday. I was like, because here are the time trials. It happened, I asked on a Friday.
Right.
That weekend, me and the other girl, her name's Daisha, we played basketball together.
Uh-huh.
So we had a like weekend trip somewhere else. So the whole time, Daisha's just like, yeah, Bobby says, you know, I'm right here. Right here. And I was like, oh, thanks, but I already asked.
And you know.
You can't unask, so I'm just waiting on an answer. So I had to wait until Monday. And then I think on Monday, I was actually more just like, hey, can I please?
Yes or no suffices.
Can I please get an answer? It's okay if you say no. And she was like, yeah. So I had to break it to Daisha, which split into some like weird triangle. So I was like, yeah, I can't do this. It's not going to work. So that was my whole first experience. And I'm over here like, it's because I'm a tomboy. Everyone knows me. I'm one of the boys. I can't. That's why I don't like them. I know them too much. Now, what sense does that? I know them too much to like them.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. My friends, my girlfriends, the other hand, I don't know them too much.
I don't know y'all too much. I know we've been friends the same amount of time. I don't know y'all. Let me know you more.
So for those, all right. So if you've been listening for a minute and you have awful context clues, I'm going to say this now. I do not have a great mom. If you missed that, every episode
you
listen to.
If you missed that with either of us.
I need you to go ahead, start over for episode one. You alone have been granted the permission to start over from episode one.
Because that is a...
Because you, my friend...
Huge key to miss.
A huge, huge one. I've never said it directly, but like we coasted in the year. She's not the greatest. But, so a lot of the times, she would yell at me and her and Lee would like tag team me like before I'd go to school. So a lot of the times I'd work into my first period, like crying, like in third grade. This was that same charter school with Tove and all that. And I think it was like
second. You had Tove to try to like.
Tove didn't come until after that.
Your place but was so, cool.
Yeah. So one day they were like yelling at me, let me out. I'm going to school. I'm like wiping the tears because we were like an outdoor campus. So it was like with like pavilions. It's like a southern thing I found out. So
it's like kind of elementary.
But, so I'm coming in, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job of hiding that I was crying, especially that I was sniffling and rubbing my eyes and putting my head down on the table. I really thought I was hiding the fact that I was very clearly crying.
We all did. We thought we were eating that roll up.
Oh, no, nah, for real. So Mr. Harrell comes up to me, and he kneels down to, like, table level, and he goes, Dixon, you good? And I'm
that
like...
I may have to be getting you a therapist or something.
And I'm like... Yeah, I'm good. And I'm going to guess that Mr. Harrell also guessed that my mom sucked. Even though, once again, I thought I was killing it in hiding the fact that she was not anything.
You never really had to preface it. I feel like it was more of a...
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And so Mr. Harrell is like, all right, look, I'm your dad now. And I had, like, third grade me, it was like, my parents divorced. My mom's had a husband before. I don't think this math is mathing right now. So I've stopped crying out of confusion. So I'm like, huh? And, like, tilted my head towards him. And he's like, I'm your father now. And starts, like, nodding his head and talking louder. And I was just like,
I did not hear you. I'm confused.
I was just like, okay. And he went, all right, because I had stopped crying it by that point. And he went, all right.
Confused.
Went back up
so
to his
much.
Desk and just went back to living his life. And I was like, bro, I'm never gonna stop thinking about that moment because never else in like my time at that school did Mr. Harrell refer to himself as my father. Nor did I ever refer to him as my father or think of him as a father figure. It's just that this one day, I'm going to guess he was real sick of the coming in crying and was like, let's try confusion.
Let's try confusion. Let's switch it up. Okay. Asking what's wrong is not working. Let's confuse them.
So I'm honestly hoping that like, I'm kind of starting to forget the name of it, but I know where it is and how to find it. So I hope there's like some type of reunion because I want to speak to him because bro...
A third grade reunion?
Yes, I'd have a third grade reunion.
I used to always abstain on the fact that I could remember all my teachers' names.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember yours?
I remember the good ones.
Okay, I'm gonna try to start. I'm gonna try to name them.
All right.
Oh, actually, they all just left. Okay, so I know kindergarten. I had a
ooh, you go way back.
Yeah, I had a teacher named Miss Hippelhauser.
That's the name you have to remember.
First grade, I'm not really quite sure because that was like a year I broke my arm. That's a story for later.
Mm-hmm.
Second grade. Not sure. Third grade, I had this teacher who I think I forget her name out of purpose because she just kept trying to convince me that I had ADHD. But yes, I do. But her sign, she'd be like, my son has it. And you both smile when you talk.
Yo? Like what's with these confusion tactics?
My son, she'd tell my mom, she'd be like, my son has ADHD and DJ K over there reads out loud.
So, okay.
Fourth grade, I had Miss Fisher. That feels right. Fifth grade, I had this great teacher. Her name was Miss Kane. Literally my favorite teacher ever. She wasn't at the school long, but she also like moved around. She was like one of those people who go to like other countries and build stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what
a volunteer?
Called. No. She had a name for it. She showed a slideshow.
Oh.
But she was super cool. I think she used to bribe us with those what are they called? Those dojo points. Because if you got so many dojo points, you can go in this chest. And you could go in the chest, you can exchange your dojo points for whatever you have. So if I had
right.
if I had 40 dojo points, I could buy 40 dojo points worth of stuff out of her little desk. On
right.
Which really, really convinced me to get my morale up.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade, I had the teacher named Miss Henson. Seventh grade, well, seventh and eighth grade, I had the same teachers. But that was just a rant. You want to, can you name any of yours?
Kindergarten, no. First grade, Miss Pearson. Second grade, no. Third grade, Mr. Harrell was originally a music teacher. He's my music teacher. Don't remember my real teachers. So I had him as a music teacher. Then he became a history teacher. I don't know how that qualifies. and he followed me up to, he became my homeroom teacher and followed me up to fourth.
He was your dad.
And then he followed me up to fifth. And then I had to move. Don't remember any of my other teachers from that school. Moving on to Noakesville. Mr. Sack, Miss Pixley, and I would only know that because we shipped them, and their classes were right next door to each other. Miss Fisher, I think her name was. I don't know. I'm seeing her face like in my eyes right
now.
Yeah,
that's not doing anything for me.
And the one teacher that I did really like, Miss Dove, she was my science teacher. But on the topic of Noakesville, and this is probably going to be my last like little tangent for the day. So I went to Noakesville with my cousin Isaiah after I moved to Virginia with my mom because we went to the same school. And so he's like a few grades older than me. And so the thing is, I'm known to be like a, I can't say now, but you know, like an elementary, middle school and pretty much up to junior year. It's just kind of stopped this year. I was kind of like a hardworking student. Teachers would be like, yeah, that's Alex. Doesn't talk much in class. No one really likes me like that. Wouldn't really have friends. So they were just, they'd be loving me. But the thing is,
just like a
once you find out that I'm related to Isaiah Townsend, you are on high alert that I am going to be another Isaiah Townsend because he was a menace.
Evil.
A menace. And there was this teacher, I never had her. And she was like the only black teacher I remembered at that school. And I remember she was like, she saw me with Isaiah and she was like, you don't want to be with him. He's bad news. I was like, ma'am, that's my cousin.
He's bad news.
And she was like, oh, are you like him at all? And I was like, no, I wouldn't say so. And she's like, you already sound more polite than him. But I want you to know, anytime we would like pass each other in the hallway, she would always kind of have like to pull me over for like a, you've been good? You've been all right? And we thought that she would have been my science teacher for eighth grade because she was the only science teacher we had. But then we got Miss Dove to the school, and I just so happened to have the luck to go to Miss Dove instead of her.
I also have one. So, again, same charter school, second to eighth.
Right.
So that means my brother would have been the same charter school from fourth grade to eighth grade.
Right, right.
Menace. Evil. straight like...
I remembered her name.
What is it?
No, I don't. I knew it started with like a SW, and I was going to say Swarovski, but I was just like thinking like Michaels, and that's the name of the crystals we used to sell. So, never mind.
But yeah, my brother, straight menace, evil. We look alike to people. His birthday is October 31st.
Oh, I forgot Will's birthday was Halloween.
So, here is the train of events that happened. Because we had the same letter name. So, up until you got to like 7th, 8th grade... Once you hit that, that's when you were split up by your test scores. But outside of that, they was just like, you go there. We're going to put this half over here in that half back there.
Mm-hmm.
So we always got the same teachers. And around like 6th to 8th grade was really his middle school villainous era. And my charter school had four teachers in in that 7th to 8th grade area. So you were going to have those four teachers. It was Ms. Ames, I can't think of her name, Mr. V, and Ms. Harrison. English, math, science, social studies. Small school, four teachers. You're going to get these four teachers, and you're going to have them all. I got the luck of having homeroom with the math teacher. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The English teacher, my brother was in trouble so much that she became Facebook friends with my mom. So they were just like buddies. So I remember it's like my first day, 7th grade. I get in there. I'm like, yo. I had the English teacher for homeroom. They were like, so, you the last one? And I was like,
Nah, I always hated that. Once I moved to Warren, I realized I'd have to start getting like, oh, last name Dixon? Dixon Howe. So yeah, I get that. Oh, you're the last.
So I have to hit this like, yeah, but we're not really nothing alike. You know, I'm really not outgoing. I only talk to certain people. But I remember this one instance where we were in class. I don't know what we were talking about, but I wouldn't say in middle school I was known as like the funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just do stuff on accident that would make people laugh.
Uh-huh.
Which would make me
accidental funny guy.
Yeah. So I remember one day, anyone who knows me knows I have a horrible whisper. Ask me to whisper something to you and the whole room's gonna know. So, but I always try my best. Right. I try my best when I whisper. Right. So we're sitting there. She has her desk set up, her classroom set up in a U. First half of the class, U facing the board. And then there's two groups in the back of that U. I'm in the U. I'm talking to this girl. Her name is Ariana. Yes, I know every name story of this thing. Talking to her, her name is Ariana. I'm like, hey, can I get a pencil? And she was like, yeah. But Miss Ames was like, I can hear your conversation from back here. So I had to hit one of those. You think I don't know I can't whisper? So I need one of these. Hey, can I get a pencil? And that was her final straw. I got like isolated. She moved me to this. You know how they had those big tables with the, it was like kind of a circle, but it had a dent in the middle. Like, the table was built like this. And it had a dent for the teacher, and then other students could sit around.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I got moved to that.
Oh, no.
Permanently. Permanently, I was not allowed to sit, but I was not allowed to sit in the U. I'm not
that
allowed to talk in the U.
That is foul.
I was essentially a banned from the U because that was her breaking moment. So, that, and what really also fondled that breaking moment is that, but like it was like a week before she gave us this like test, or it was like a group project.
Uh-huh.
But keep in mind, I've always been the, I don't really need to study for this project. I can do it last minute.
Right.
I was in a group of those people and no one listened to what the project was.
Oh no.
So mid-speech, you were up there like being funny guys and she goes, you guys are getting a zero. And everybody was on this. What? And she pulls out, she was like, do you even know what the project was about? And we were like, well, we was honestly just kind of winging it, if I'm gonna be for real.
No.
So, yeah, I spent the rest of my 8th grade English. That was the only place I could sit. No one could sit over there with me, which wasn't bad because, I mean, I got a whole table to myself.
Right.
But also, I have a whole table to myself. That was her breaking final straw for me. And I never recovered from that.
Put you in isolation. All right.
But let's
it's time
break
to hit
into
this
our
TikTok minute.
Dang, that's what I was about to say.
All right, but I said it, though.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I got you. Oh. I didn't mean to close my TikTok tab. That sucks. Okay, so it's this turtle or tortoise. I don't know.
Tortolosa.
And it was a video reply, and the comment was like, what will you do if you make a tower of shoes? Will he cower or will he face it? And I saw that video on my For You page. I was like, whoa, pause. What does this combination of words mean? And the video is a tower of shoes, like five shoes. And this little turtle comes up to it. And he's walking he's walking with a purpose. He gets up to it.
I think
he squares up his body and he headbutts the stack of shoes like four times. and they all fall, and he keeps headbutting the shoe after all the shoes have fallen. And I was like, all right, let me follow back this loophole. So I start following back the replies to see what exactly was happening. And first it was, maybe it's the color. And then it was like, he was wearing black shoes and he was still attacking the shoe. I go back one more. What does he do to your feet? And so he puts on the turtle. He has on white, some white forces, not white forces, but just some white shoes. And the turtle like sees him, and he's chilling, and he sees the shoe, and he goes up to it and starts headbutting it the way he was headbutting like the last shoes. And honestly, I don't know what, I didn't go far enough to see why that turtle may act like that. But all I know is
attack. Let's see, my TikTok is, okay, the caption is, imagine having nothing else to do on a sunny day but be a menace. They're clearly at this like party type environment. They're like, people are dancing. There's this guy. This one guy standing on a brick. He has on a jacket.
Like a puffer coat.
Yeah, like a little puffer jacket. He has his hands in his pocket, and he's like singing the lyrics in his pocket, rapping on whatever. But he has a taser in his pocket. And it says, bruh, I tased this dude at the beach and said my jacket shocked him. And, you know, I'm like, what? So you look, he used the hand, tased the guy. And then when the guy was like, what was that? He also went, what was that? And was like looking at his hand. And he really convinced this man that his jacket just shocked him. And how evil do you have to be
to just have this taser on you and just like, screw it.
On a hot summer day, they shouldn't have let you in when you had a jacket on.
Nah, for real. Because why are you wearing a puffer coat and no shirt?
Yo, that means it's not puffer coat weather. That means it's no shirt weather. It can't be both.
It's never both.
But thanks for tuning in to another episode of
Warren's In
Sanity. It's kind of a lot. And nothing else really is. We'll see y'all later.
Love you.
Bye.